Always enjoy being here at HR AgriPower on the Eagle Way Bypass and Hopkins with Jim Lancaster. Jim, you guys celebrate agriculture in fine fashion every day here.
We do, we do. We really appreciate to be part of the agriculture community here in Christian County, and also appreciate everything you do to help spread the word for agriculture as well.
You guys are agriculture and really built about service, and just gave you 3 awards today. And so a nice honor. Congratulations on your Best of Western Kentucky Award.
That is exciting, and it just means so much for the community to recognize us that way. I want to thank everybody that voted for us, for sure. And it just means so much to get those awards, that I never want to take it for granted. We seem like we've had a pretty good run here, but we want to keep it going. And it's all about taking care of our customers.
Part of what makes it happen is the service department. We got one of our guys in the service department with us, and remind me your name.
Tegan Denny.
Tegan, tell us a little bit about what are you guys up to in the service department these days?
Yeah, so we're pulling everybody's planters in or on farm inspections, just trying to let you know what's up with your equipment, how we can get you ready to go. Try to get everything fixed before season. You know, we don't want you to be broke down right there at time to go. We want to get ahead of the game and make sure you're ready to go before season.
And you guys take a lot of pride in that. Now, whether it be working on here in the shop or going out to the farm, you guys can do either and do a lot of both.
Yes, sir. I mean, any way we can help you, you know, we're here for you, whether it's needing you to get it up here or however we're here to help you is what we want to do.
You guys got a lot of folks working with you back in the shop here at H&R.
Yes, sir. I'm not sure on the number exactly, but we have quite a few, and every one of them willing to help you any way we can.
And always looking for more folks as well. Look out, Terry Martin's out again.
Yes, sir.
He likes to be the heckler of the group, doesn't he?
Yes, sir. I mean, we're willing to work on anything you have that you need help with. I mean, we're here for you to serve you however we can.
Even as rough as Terry is, do you work on his equipment?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
You probably have no choice.
No choice at all. Yes, sir. But we enjoy it.
Man, we appreciate that. Appreciate what you guys do. Of course, service is what this business is built on, and you guys realize that and being a part of this company.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We appreciate everybody's business.
Tegan, we appreciate that. I know you've been busy. And Jim, it's good to have your service crew up here because they work hard back in the shop.
It is. It's amazing. I don't know if anybody needs to come by and see this new shop. We've got a lot of great folks. There's over 30 folks that are working back there. Tegan's just part of the group. And we've kind of broken this thing up. Tegan's got about 6-7 techs that he's taking care of back there. And so we've got them broke up into crews just to make sure we get more efficient, make sure we are responsive to our customers whenever they need. Because, like he said, you know, we're going into a very critical time here as we go into season. And everybody knows it's time sensitive. And we just want to be able to be as responsive as we possibly can to make sure we take care of everyone.
Speaking of that, of course, you know, mowing season's around the corner too. And that's we have a Kubota Day coming up. That's one of our favorite days here.
I'll tell you what, we love Kubota Day. We're getting excited, just waiting for this. You know, there's some folks that mowed early this year, so it really has been a strange season. I know there were some folks that even mowed in January. I couldn't believe it. But we have been getting ready for that. That's part of our expansion here. You know, it's a little bit easier for our Kubota customers to get in and out of the building. We had a little few growing pains last year through the construction phase, so you know, come on back, kind of see what we got going. The front part of our building there, we've got a little bit easier for the Kubota customers to get in and out and get their equipment unloaded. And so we're excited about that. We've expanded that. We've got more folks. So, yeah, just come on in. It's time to get your mower out. If you're a procrastinator like me, I even work here. I still hadn't brought my mower in. So go ahead and bring it in, which there's still time to get ready to get it for season. We'll get your blade sharpening, give you that service special, let you go through the machine, get you ready to go in season. So whenever time does come to go full time, your mower's ready to go.
You guys are looking for folks back there in the shop from time to time as well, because you need good technicians.
Oh, we are. We are. We really have. We've got a good crew here. We've been blessed to have some folks that have come joined us. But yeah, if it's an experienced tech, we don't usually turn that down. But right. But it is a good crew. We've got a lot of all age groups too. So we've got the I call myself the middle group. We've got a few olders. I'm kind of approaching that aged group there of us over 50. We've got a good middle crew there, and then we've got a lot of good young ones that are come to learn and continue to grow this business, because that's what it all is all about. It's customer service. That's what we're built on, and we just want to continue the legacy of what Mr. Wayne has built. He's kind of raised us all up in the business, and we just want to continue his legacy and do that for many years to come.
Giving back. That's what this company does. I noticed some of the guys that your big trophy up here in the front. You guys are give back through United Way and a lot of other organizations and earned a nice trophy this year.
Well, I appreciate you noticing that. We are really proud of that one and our employees and what they did. You know, I think we won that trophy. Can't remember exactly what the title of it is, but we did get recognized. I think we raised the most amount of money in any organization in Christian County. So really excited about that. We've got a lot of great employees, like we talked about earlier. It's employee owners, so the money you spend here with us does get distributed back in the community through our employees, and we just appreciate being part of it. And like I said, we want to do this for many years to come and continue to focus on our customers.
So that's what it's all about. H&R AgriPower, Eagle Way Bypass in Hopkinsville. Brian Chilton, your assistant manager, is already hanging the plaques up. He's doing good.
That's right. It's good to take last year's down and put the next three up. So it's exciting to make that change. And like I said, we do appreciate everybody that supports us, because we couldn't do any of this without our customers to take care of us and give us a reason to be here. So just really appreciate the opportunity to serve everyone in the community.
Jim, it's always great to be with you guys. Look forward to being back with you in a couple of weeks for when we're back for Kubota Day. It's always a fun Kubota field event. I think it's what they actually call it.
That's right.
You can come ride and drive and test them out.
That's right. We're getting ready, getting geared up for it, looking for some good weather. We kind of moved it back a little bit further into April to try to make sure we get some good weather. But yeah, come on out. And if you don't wait till then. We'll get you hooked up, let you ride and drive. We've got a lot of our selection's getting better all the time. We're kind of getting through that shortage problem that we've had. So come on out, drive through the lot. And there again, I always tell you, if you don't see what you're wanting, we do have seven other Kubota stores now, 20 in total. So if you drive through this lot and you don't see what you need, that doesn't mean we don't have it, because we can share amongst the stores. So just come on in, talk to us, let us know what your needs are. We'll be glad to take care of you.
Good. We're at H&R AgriPower, Eagle Way Bypass in Hopkinsville. It's National Agriculture Week.